Now, in the last few minutes we have on the programme, we're going to check in with our colleagues around the country on what's on and the parades that are on this St. Patrick's Day. Let's start in the capital. Evelyn O'Rourke, it's all systems go in Dublin, I imagine, at this stage.
It certainly is, Mary. I'm talking to you from the top of O'Connell Street, and people are starting to grab their seats, the professionals, as I call them. They've got deck chairs in. I mean, that's the way to do it. You're an amateur if you don't have your deck chair in. So they're starting to grab little good spots along here on O'Connell Street. The security team are out finishing off, putting up the barriers and stuff, and the lads who'll be selling you the scarves and all the bits and pieces are all getting excellent spots as well. So there's this feeling of it's going to start, it's warming up, it's getting there, and people are kind of looking up at the sky. I haven't actually dared to check the weather app because I don't know at this point. But after yesterday, people are really optimistic that it could be warm, possibly sunny, do we dare to say it, but certainly a great morning ahead here in Dublin with the parade due to kick off at midday here.
Certainly sunny spells at least, Evelyn. 4,000 performers, that's a lot of performers, it's a lot of parade.
It's extraordinary. And I have to say, I was here last year. The scale of it, the professionalism of it is amazing. The floats are beautiful and really people put so much work and effort into this. There are 14 marching bands and people love marching bands. And there are 14 of them coming from Ireland, of course, some from Austria and then, of course, marching bands from America as well. So they're interspersed along the way. The theme today is Ach, Three Adventures. That's kind of the theme they'll all be embracing. And a few things to watch out for. Machnas, a really welcome return to Machnas, who, of course, are so good at street performances, but also a special celebration of the 40th birthday of the Pave Centre and the Roma Centre. They have a real pride place in the parade today. They're very excited about that. So there's just so much to see and do. Like it'll last, it goes on for ages. I'm here in the top of O'Connell Street. Once the parade starts, if you get a good spot, you can be entertained for well over an hour, and it's really wonderful. It'll be on television, of course, live from 12:15.
Evelyn, thank you very much indeed. Cathy Halloran in Limerick, good morning to you. And they don't just party in Limerick for the day. They're partying all weekend, aren't they?
That's for sure, Mary. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and all the listeners. Now, there's plenty of activity on in Limerick today. But as I say, this is the third day of a three-day St. Patrick's Day festival, kicking off really since Saturday. So there have been kids' storytelling events, street theatre, folk concerts, a snail's tale street theatre story for families. So there's plenty going on really since Saturday. The city had the International Band Parade and Championships yesterday. It's 53rd year, the only city in the country doing it. So bands from Ireland and the US taking part. So there was, that gave us a great prelude, I suppose, to today's St. Patrick's Day. And there was also quite a buzz around town, plenty of people around. A US band from Colorado Springs won that competition. And as Evelyn said, there's great interest in those marching bands. They really do get you tapping your feet. Mm. Now, an expected crowd of up to 50,000 people expected to see the parade, which will meander down Henry Street. The theme this year is a more fun Limerick, concentrating on getting outdoors for families. The parade starts at noon, but there's plenty going on for the kids and the early birds today. The Irish Chamber Orchestra's Youth Orchestra doing their Breakfast Bangers performance at the Hunt Museum at 10. There's a Cayley Moore at the city's famous milk market. So plenty going on. John Moran's first St. Patrick's Day as newly directly elected mayor. He'll be here and he's inviting all to come along, enjoy the festivities and particularly to welcome our visitors to the city this weekend.
All right, Cathy Halloran in Limerick, have a great time. Now, I reckon the southern capital won't want to be outdone by Dublin or Limerick or any other parade as well as that. Jenny O'Sullivan in Limerick, good morning to you. What is planned in Cork and County, Cork City and County?
Well, absolute spectacular, as you can imagine. Well, I suppose what's really important, adding a very special spark of excitement to this year's Cork City Parade, will be its Grand Marshals. They're the children from the Cabin Studio in Ochnahinny on Cork's north side, that extraordinary creative hub. Their rap, as you know, at the Spark with their friends from the List Environment Crew in County Clare, won the RTE Choice Music Award Song of the Year just in the last couple of weeks, and was last year's unexpected summer hit. So they're a hugely popular choice to lead this year's parade, which in the city always attracts upwards, like in Limerick, over 50,000 people. We'll see over 3,000 people taking part from some 57 groups across the city, representing all aspects of life in the southern capital, from community groups the sporting organisation. The theme this year, Mary, is Building a Better World, celebrating the UN International Year of Cooperatives. But as is traditional, before the parade even gets underway, what really stokes up the atmosphere is up to 20 volunteer motorbike enthusiasts who belong to the charity Blood Bike South noisily ride through the city centre along the route from Parnell Place, the South Mall, Grand Parade to Patrick Street to kind of gear up spectators that the parade is about to begin. And of course, at the heart of a very good parade, as the lads have already mentioned, is the marching band. Cork won't disappoint either. We will start off with the band of the 1st Southern Brigade. The Barrack Street Brass Band will be there. The Batala Samba Collective bands from the UK are here this year again. And straight from Limerick and their double win, the Doherty Spartan Legion Marching Band. So no shortage of music to set the pace there.
No shortage of marching bands indeed. Jenny O'Sullivan in Cork, thank you very much. And last, but by no means least, are you wearing the green in Galway, Pat McGrath?
We're in the green for a national holiday. We're all set here. And most importantly, as I look out on Galway Bay right now, the sun trying to break through the cloudy skies. So fingers crossed it's going to be dry. But whether we'll see sun or not remains to be seen. The parade here kicks off at 11:30 from the University of Galway. Around 3,000 participants, close to 100 different sports clubs, community groups, cultural organisations, visiting delegations, all involved. The theme is Sea and Stone. That's described as a nod to Galway's coastal surroundings, its maritime heritage and its rugged limestone landscape. Sharon Shannon, the musician and local resident, is this year's Grand Marshal, and she'll lead the proceedings, Mary, in an open-top bus which will guide the different groups on a route that's been slightly extended this year. It runs down University Road around by the Cathedral before making its way over the Salmon Weir Bridge, up Francis Street, up Eglinton Street, and then veering onto Eyre Square. The groups will then head down Bohernamann and finish their journey at the Dyke Road car park. The latter stage is an extension to give more viewing space and to ensure the parade can conclude in the safe confines of a big car park there. More than 30,000 people expected to join in, as usual, and as has been the case elsewhere. Lots of stuff going on the fringes of the parade. The main event in that respect, a festival village in Eyre Square, where there's going to be concerts featuring the cream of traditional musicians right through the afternoon.
A lovely flavour there, Pat McGrath in Galway. Thank you very much indeed, and to everyone in every parade, whether you're watching or participating. Enjoy the St. Patrick's Day. It's 9:02.